Well, better late than never. It's the news, according to me. Hello, folks. Good evening, actually. It's Monday evening. Monday evening at 8:45 Central Time, p.m., 9:45 Eastern Time. So it is kind of late. It's a little bit late. I may have to actually segment this show together a little bit. I'm recording on my iPad, and I know that there's a lot of background noise. The air conditioner in this room is extremely noisy. This is an extremely noisy room, which isn't a problem for sleeping. It is because it's kind of a white noise sound, so I don't really hear anything anywhere else because of the noise in the room. However, it is a large room, which means that it has a kind of a weird acoustic sound here to it. I'm sure what you're hearing is kind of strange. And I have no cup here. If you want to know what's in my cup, I want to know where my cup is. Where is my cup? I don't even know. I've got a bottle of water over there in the refrigerator, but I'm not even going to go get it. It's just, it's too far. I got to get up and walk, 10 feet to do that. I have been all over the place today, and I've gone through a lot. This has been a very busy day, kind of a day of extreme stress and extreme relief that I got through it. Had to do a performance evaluation today, and I passed that, and so that's been very, it was very stressful leading into it, and it's become much better, so I'm very pleased that it's over with. I have a couple more days here in Dallas, and then I'll be heading home for a while, and then I will be going to St. Louis, and I'll be there for a couple weeks. So it's just one thing after another. I do want to weigh in on some things that are going on. Of course, it's President Trump today. They were making a big spectacle out of the whole thing of him, his airplane flying from Mar-a-Lago to D.C., to LaGuardia, I guess, in New York. I guess, not D.C. And it just sickens me to see what's going on right now with regard to the politicalization, and they're pretending like this is normal, this is just, that this is justice being served, because orange man bad. It's absolutely disgusting and filthy. I don't know any other way to put it. Regardless of what you think of Donald Trump, I think that if you can take just relieve yourself of your hatred, of your rage and your bitterness and your derangement, of the vitriol that is going on apparently with people that have something. I don't understand the. I don't understand it. I don't understand the bitterness that is involved in this whole thing. And I guess the thing that I'm concerned about is I just have to bring this up because it's eating at me, and it almost seems as if they are egging on some kind of a revolt, some kind of a response that they can use as an excuse to crack down on anybody who is a Trump supporter. They hate the fact that his poll numbers are going up, but he's becoming more popular. This whole thing is actually feeding into support for Trump. They hate that. They're trying to make him out to be a criminal, and it's absolutely pathetic. These are the criminals themselves who are absolutely corrupt, going after this guy. The mayor of New York has come out, and I guess Mayor Marjorie Taylor Greene, formerly known as the hip-hop star MTG, she has now come out, and she's talking about organizing a protest in New York, which, we have the right to do in this country. They don't give us a permit. I hate this idea that they have to give us a permit. In fact, I was just having this conversation. This is a little side note. I was just having this conversation. I guess, Governor DeSantis in Florida just signed into law the constitutional carry in Florida. Now think about this for a moment. They just signed into law a constitutional carry bill. It really bothers me that states were supposed to, look at this wonderful thing that the state gave us now. It passed a law giving us a right that we already had. In other words, you've taken the right away from us. Now you're acknowledging, well, we're going to give you this right. No, that right it's enumerated. It's endowed to us, the right to protect ourselves. And it is absolutely infuriating to me that we make a big deal. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm glad that they are finally acknowledging that we have the right to keep, which means own, and to bear, which means to carry. The Constitution doesn't specify whether you can carry concealed or not, how you have to carry your weapon. It's baloney. Doesn't say how you have to do that. But they're giving us the right now to carry concealed in the state. Now, my state of Indiana has also done this. They did also issue lifetime permits to carry. This is before the constitutional carry happened. They gave us a lifetime permit. Now, I do have a lifetime carry permit, right? It's a concealed carry permit, as does my wife. And we have, it bothers me that I have to have that, and I have to pay for that, because it's a right given to me in the Constitution. We somehow think that we have to have, well, and Sean Hannity just bugs the daylights out of me that he says, well, you know, if a person goes to class and has the right, you know, has the right proper training, he should be allowed to have a firearm. No, you're born with that right. That is a right of every citizen. Now, should there be an age limit? Not necessarily. You see, with liberty comes great responsibility. Should a child be allowed to be walking around with a, you know, 38 special on his hip? You know, some 10-year-old? Probably not. Not without supervision. But only because of the fact that there's liability involved. If that child hurts someone, who's liable? Well, the parents are liable at that point. They're responsible for that child. And they should be held to the fullest of the extent of the law of that child. It's just like the right of speech. And this knucklehead the other day that was saying how this is illegal speech. He's talking about illegal speech. And they're talking about the tweets that a senator tweeted something, and he was saying it's not legal speech. Supposedly, if it's misinformation, it's illegal speech, but they deem to be misinformation. Now, think about this for a second. Legal speech. I'll say, well, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. Oh, yes, you can. You absolutely can. The First Amendment isn't absolute. Oh, it absolutely is absolute. But again, our liberty comes with great responsibility. If there's a fire in a theater, you better believe you have the right and absolutely the civil duty, in fact, to yell fire in a crowded theater. Now, if there is no fire and you yell fire and people get hurt, yes, you should be criminally liable for your irresponsibility. That's the way it works. Can't be arrested just for yelling fire in a crowded theater, because it's not illegal speech. That law doesn't even exist. It's the liability issue that you face. So we have to realize that these rights are absolutely absolute, and there's very little. But the responsibility has to fall on someone, and of course that with that liberty that we have, we need to be responsible for it, hold people accountable when they exercise their liberty and it infringes on someone else's right. That's where we need to be careful. Now, a private business who has a theater, they can absolutely kick you out for yelling fire in their theater. Kick you out for any reason they want. It's a private business, in my opinion. That's the way I see it. Some of these government regulations and government rules have a tendency to step across that line too much, in my opinion. And it becomes nothing but a communist society where government controls businesses. Now, there needs to be certain protections in place. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to tip the scale here so far that we can't say that government can, like for, in the, with regard to health and safety and that kind of thing. I don't have no problem with cities requiring inspections of certain things. There can be a certain amount of regulation there. However, the other part of that is that it can be abused very quickly, very easily. It can be abused. And I think that's where we have to be very careful with all this. There needs to be accountability. Again, even the government coming in to, say, the county health department or whatever it is that comes in to inspect a restaurant, make sure it's clean enough, make sure they're doing things properly, sanitation and that kind of thing. It's important, I think, that we keep a balanced head on those kinds of things and make sure that there's accountability in those government officials who aren't just picking on someone. I recently had an issue a few years ago where I own some property, and it's a commercial property in a town. I don't live in the town. I live just outside of town. I don't live within the city limits. But my building, my facility is, in fact, the worldwide headquarters of the news, according to me, is within the facility, is within the city limits. I think I've mentioned this before. They decided to go ahead and raise my property tax rates. For no reason, just because they wanted more revenue. And come to find out, and of course, now, before that, another thing that was going on was they were picking on my building. The code enforcement was driving by, and they were leaving me. They sent me a mail. They sent me some mail, actually a real mail, not just an email. They sent me mail with some pictures of some things that need to be taken care of around the building. There were some shrubs, and of course, there's always trash in my yard. Every morning, I can pick up the trash in my yard every morning, and people just walk down the sidewalk and just toss trash in my yard, in the yard, but the business there. They throw trash in everybody's yard down that sidewalk. I could pick it up every day. I could probably fill a garbage bag up, small garbage bag, every day. Some of it blows in to the area because people from other people's yards, and some of it people just walk down the sidewalk and they have no respect for their own neighborhood and they just throw trash. If they're done with their soda bottle, they just throw it down on the ground. Absolutely ridiculous. There's just nothing in me that it allows myself to do that. I don't get that at all. But that's what people do. Potato chip bags empty, they just throw it on the ground. And it blows my mind, but it happens. Now, and then I'm held responsible for that trash being in my yard. I have some siding on the back of my building that was damaged by even before I bought the place. It's been there for 15 years that I'm aware of. And all of a sudden, they started picking on the code enforcer. Well, you have to fix that. It has to be. I said, well, can I just put anything up there? Or what are you requiring me to do? Since I'm your servant, since I'm apparently your serf, what shall I do, master, with my building here? How should I fix it up to make it suitable for yourself? I had a window that was broken as well because somebody threw a rock at my window. I think it might have popped actually from a tire, like it might have been out on the street. Somebody might have actually hit the rock, drove over the rock, and it threw. I have a feeling it came off the street, and it came through the window. And they wanted me to, I think I'd put a piece of plywood up or something, and they wanted me to fix that. Well, there were plenty of other buildings around the area that had, you know, boarded up windows, but they were picking on my building. Now, I did eventually fix it. I was asking them, well, what can I replace it with? Can I replace it with a purple window? Can it be opaque, or does it have to be? I started asking them all kinds of details. What can I do with it? Well, that's up to you. It has to be, they said it has to be, you know, it has to be able to fit into the neighborhood. I was like, well, that's not saying anything in that neighborhood. Just the ridiculousness of, you know, why do I have to do what you tell me I have to do? If I were to put in some other building there, I tore that building down and put a different building up and made it some kind of Frank Lloyd Wright type design, something really wild, something that nothing else in the neighborhood looks like it, I'm sure they would have no problem with that. But all of a sudden it's, you know, but so what do you, it's a very subjective situation that they're in. They're telling me what to do, and do you approve, sir, or do you not approve of what I'm doing here? Since you're the king and I'm the just one of your subjects, really bothers me. Really, really bothers me. Now, having said all of that, I've come to find out, by the way, that the reason that this was all going on was because there was someone on the city council that wanted to buy my property. They wanted my property. They were trying to force me to put it up for sale. Now, let's just say I found out through some back channels. That's what was going on. So I ended up confronting some people in the city department on this issue. And when they found that out, all of a sudden it stopped. All of a sudden, they stopped bothering me. Very, very interesting. Now, since then, there's a new mayor and there's some new council people, and things have changed. But in the meantime, it's been very crazy. Now, getting back to this whole thing again, and here we are with this whole thing with Donald Trump in New York. Of course, the news coverage was just a flutter today with all the I've never seen, it's so rare around an airport facility to have a helicopter be able to hover in an area and take video of an airplane taking off. But that's what happened today. They were watching the plane all day long. It took off, flew over to LaGuardia, and then they had video of it landing there as well. It's amazing to me. Then you have this mayor, Eric Adams, in New York, who decides to get up and make this statement. I'm going to play this. This was on Tucker tonight. This is courtesy of Tucker, but I'm going to play it here for you. It just disgusts me to hear this. But here we go. This is Eric Adams explaining that. You know, don't you dare protest in this city. We're going to arrest you and put you in jail. Basically saying he's going to put MTG in jail, basically. Meanwhile, you know, the kinds of crime that's happening in his city, he doesn't give a dang about that. But he's all concerned about these people protesting. It's as if they're egging them on, and this really bothers me. But let's listen.
While there may be some rabble-rousers thinking about coming to our city tomorrow, our message is clear and simple. Control yourselves. New York City is our home, not a playground for your misplaced anger. People like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is known to spread misinformation and hate speech, she stated she's coming to town. While you're in town, be on your best behavior.
Well, yes, sir.
As always, we will not allow violence or vandalism of any kind. And if one is caught participating in any act of violence, they will be arrested and held accountable.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much there, Mr. Eric Adams, ruler of the world. It absolutely is absurd for for them to make these kinds of statements. And I think this is going to be, you know, the problem with all of this is, one of the things that they're talking about doing, and this has been very interesting to me to hear this, but apparently they're talking about putting a gag order on Trump to not be able to talk about the trial. And this they may not even have the trial. They may not even schedule the trial till next year. They want to drag this out. They want to make this the issue. And of course, there's some other states and there's some other things happening where they're going to try to indict him as well. Now, having said all of this, you know, I wouldn't have a problem with them putting a gag order on it. If they agreed to put a gag order on the media and say the media is not allowed to talk about the trial either. Oh, they would never have that, now would they? The media would throw a fit. Oh, this is the First Amendment. This is the right to, this is the free press. Oh, well, it's called Donald Trump's right to free speech. You don't seem to have a problem with that being taken away. Former president and current candidate for the presidents. Now, interestingly enough, it has caused people to... Now, John Bolton came out and said some weird thing. Not that John Bolton matters. I don't like mentioning his name because he just doesn't matter. This is a man who has become totally irrelevant, in my opinion. Thinks that he's going to run for president? That he's talking about... I guess he announced overseas at one point several months ago that he was going to run for president. And obviously, that caused no stir at all. That got a good laugh out of a lot of people, I think, in my opinion. But it amazes me, just amazes me, that people, and I just saw Nikki Haley down at the border today. She was going on about that. I'm sorry, I can't stand to see her even talk. When she talks, I'm sorry, her mouth, people who talk with, well, I call it clench mouth. I just can't stand the way she talks. Now, again, all of a sudden, Hunter Biden's out of the news, out of the news cycle. They love that. Inflation is out of the news cycle. Gas prices are going up, and that's out of the news cycle. It's just all about Trump right now. And the White House loves that because they can just kind of keep doing their thing and they can stay away. However, Karine Jean-Pierre has recently been asked some questions. Today she was asked a question by somebody. This guy said, but you didn't answer my question. She goes, yes, I answered your question. You just didn't like the answer I gave you. No, it wasn't an answer to the question. You didn't address the question. And she said, well, there's a process. That doesn't answer the question. I wish I had the video, the audio clip for this, because it was rather astonishing the way she did this. And it's really become a sad spectacle. And again, that's just, again, political theater. I've talked about this before. Most of what's going on is political theater, and a great majority of it has to do with the Orange Man bad, Trump derangement syndrome, and everything that's going on with all that. Now, I know that this is a relatively short show. I'm going to end it here because I do have a few things to do. The hope is that tomorrow, I'm going to post this for tomorrow's show. This will be Tuesday's show. And then I will also have a show for Wednesday. Now, Thursday morning, I believe I will be able to have a Thursday morning normal show, Thursday morning, and possibly even Friday morning, have a regular live show. I do have a breakfast to go to on Friday morning, so I might possibly have to have an extremely early show on Friday morning. Otherwise, it will be a later show, and later, like mid-morning show. So I'll try to keep you updated on when the live show is going to be. It might be an early show, and then a posting, of course, of that will be, you know, you can listen to it later. But I hope to be able to have a show at a time when people can actually tune in and listen. So at an hour when people are up and awake throughout the world, throughout the country. So in the meantime, I just want to say this. I felt like I needed to kind of vent about this whole thing with what's going on right now with Trump and everything that's happening. There is unrest, political unrest, in a lot of countries right now. Israel's going through a huge thing. France is having all kinds of protests. That's not unusual, however. But the way they're cracking down on protesters right now, it's amazing to me how they will pick and choose who they want to crack down on. Depends on who's politically, which side of the fence you're on with this stuff. There is definitely some people have come out and said recently, if we have a two-tier justice system, then there is no justice whatsoever, and that is very, very true. But that is what it's becoming. And these protesters that are protesting some of the events, some of the things that are happening, these are people who, they apparently have no jobs, they have no life, they have the reason they're doing these things, it's because somebody's supporting them, somebody's paying them, they're professionals, it's astroturf, as they call it. And if you look around at the people who are there, they all seem to be the same age, same everything, and they have nothing else to do, but they're professional protesters. And it's becoming to the point, folks, where the unrest, there's only, you know, we're rapidly approaching a pinnacle. I call it the coffin corner. In flying an airplane, it's called coffin corner, where you're running out of options. And at some point, things are going to have to. Now, if the American people get to the point where their lives are disturbed enough, they will say enough. And it's not going to be, it will be swift and strong. Let me just put it that way. Things have a way of correcting themselves. I don't know if just electing Donald Trump will fix everything. I do know that that might be the beginning. If he has a plan, I don't know what that plan is, because there needs to be a serious plan with the deep state and some of the bureaucracy that is there. Has to be dealt with. It has to be dealt with. And you have to have the right people in place in order to do that. So I don't know. I don't know that he has that team assembled. But there has to be some major reforms made to certain organizations in this country, or where it's done, and we're done. It is going to descend into a very bad situation very quickly. That's all I have to say about that. I'm not trying to be an alarmist. I'm just trying to be a realist here. People will say, well, God's in control. Yeah, he is. He definitely is. God's in control of his kingdom. The world, we have a right, or actually a duty, to occupy and to restrain evil. And we need to be willing to stand up to that, speak truth in these situations. Not to ignore it, just bury our heads in the sand and say, well, God's going to take care of it. God may need to use us to take care of some things. And that starts with us on our knees. Because our hearts need to be right before him first, before we even utter a word. Otherwise, we're speaking out of our own righteousness, and that's not good either. These people that are protesting and saying all the things that they are virtue signaling for are operating in their own morality, in their own righteous world, if you want to call it that, their own set of virtues, their own set of moral standards. So I implore you tonight to be on your knees in prayer for this nation, for the leaders of this country, that there would be fortitude, that there would be some backbone and courage among our leaders to be able to speak what needs to be spoken and not be wishy-washy, mealy-mouthed, milquetoast, good for nothing, stuff, they say. Once again, folks, thank you for listening to my rant, my ongoing stuff. We can only overcome this through prayer, asking God to change our hearts and help us to fill our hearts with his word, his truth, and his zeal for the truth. So, folks, once again, God bless you, and thank you for listening. I hope that you have a wonderful day wherever you are. And to go forward, realizing the seriousness of the situation, but also the joy that we have in knowing that in the end, there will be triumph. There will be victory. And we will see all of that unfold. I bid you adieu.